This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
This is the sound of the night shift. And of course, one of the things that I'm sure many of us are missing at the moment is, the chance to browse art galleries and look at paintings and, perhaps add to our collection. Well, I'll tell you, we've got the solution to that as our next guest joins us right now, the CEO of Proscenium Arts, Mr. Jasper Hope. A very good evening to you, sir.
Mark, hi, good evening.
Thank you so much for taking some time out. And as I was saying in that introduction there, I'm sure a lot of people are missing, going to art galleries and browsing and, adding to their collections at the moment.
I think you're absolutely right. I think, people have been locked down for quite a few weeks now and they're missing all sorts of things. But an appreciation of great art is definitely up there. It's one of the important ones for many of us.
Now, you've got the answer to that, of course, because an online art exhibition is going to be happening here in the region. So tell me more about this and the actual artists behind it, because they're quite formidable. I've been reading up about the Connor Brothers. Tell me more.
Sure. So the Connor Brothers are an incredibly hot duo, British artists. They are known for their extremely witty pictures, in particular the Pulp Fiction series, and they've been a huge hit, not just in the UK, but internationally for a number of years now, and we were due to have a full exhibition of them, and the artists were coming for Art Dubai. It would all been a big live event, but of course that hasn't been possible, so we thought, well, let's put it online. Let's see if this works, if this is something that people enjoy, something that they want more of. And if it is, we'll look to build on it. But at least people can get a chance before we get back into the live exhibition space to enjoy these pictures, to commission them, to invest in them if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But just to see them and just to their spirits raised a little, because they're really very, very funny.
I mean, I was just reading up that, in the UK, they sold 300 artworks in 30 minutes. This was as part of a fundraiser for the NHS. I mean, that is going some, isn't it? 300 artworks in half an hour.
As I say, they are incredibly popular. They normally don't do that kind of work. It's more discerning in terms of who the pictures are made available to. But this was for a fantastic cause to raise money for the NHS, the frontline workers, obviously, against COVID-19. And, we wanted to try and do something similar here.
So is it kind of pop art? Just kind of describe the style of the Connor Brothers and, where it would fit in the art world.
Yeah, I'd say contemporary pop art, exactly. It's the style is sort of 1950s imagery.
Yeah.
With time slogans, really, but really very amusing ones. And what's particularly special this time is that instead of working only in English, they're also working in Arabic. Half the exhibition is in Arabic, and that's never been done before. So it's really very, very exciting for the region.
Moving forward, we're all looking forward to, normality coming back at some point, at some stage. But do you think this might, be the future of art exhibitions, or do you think it might be part of the future of art exhibitions, taking things online like this?
I think it's actually a little bit of the past. Art exhibitions online, people investing in art without actually seeing the pictures, has been going on for as long as the internet's been around. Really, it's had a peak. It's died off in recent years, perhaps, and now it's back through necessity. I think it will always be there. It'll never replace, going to live exhibitions and shows in person, but it certainly has a place, and it's certainly, of great value nowadays.
Do you invest in art, Jasper? Are you a fan of browsing the galleries and adding to your collection?
I am, and actually the Connor Brothers, I was a customer before I became a colleague.
Okay.
I've got a few of their pieces, and as I say, they lift my spirits. They make me smile every day when I walk past. Off and read one of them and smile.
It's wonderful, isn't it, when a work of art can do that. I mean, I've got a a lovely painting of Miles Davis at home, you know, blowing into his trumpet there, and you can just feel the jazz and the blues coming out of it. And it's every time I walk past it, I smile, and I can even hear the music.
That's the thing, you know. Art, of course, it can be a fantastic investment, but you've got to love the piece. You've got to absolutely connect, as you say, with whatever it's about, whether it's telling a story or making you smile or you know, a memory. That's what makes it worth something to you, and that's why, you know, if you can find something and you can have it hung in your home, you can enjoy it forever.
Now, this particular exhibition, where and when can we see it? And, you know, where can we actually see these pieces that the Connor Brothers have put together for us?
So you can see it right now online on the website. The URL is proscenium-arts.com. And there's an exhibition tab. If you just click, you'll be able to see all the pictures there. You can also just register on the website and get a full catalogue.
And we can actually invest in these works as well, can we?
And you can certainly invest in them. These are all special commissions. Once we get, as you say, back to some semblance of normality, there'll be a live exhibition as well. We have some of the pieces here in Dubai, just waiting for the opportunity to be able to show them live. But in the meantime, yeah, you can invest in a really very, very special opportunity.
And, you know, I mean, going forward, are we going to be looking at more exhibitions from Proscenium Arts online?
Yes, for as long as we need to. We have a number of other plans in the pipeline. We wanted to get this one away first and you know, gauge the interest. Already it seems to be something that people are very keen to do. And as things change, as things are able, people are able to, you know, come and see the pictures in real life. The exhibition will be at the Fridge in Arthur Cull Avenue, and we'll build on this into other exhibitions.
Well, fantastic, Jasper. I've been looking online at some of these pieces, and I wouldn't mind one of those hung in my living room. I can tell you from the Connor Brothers, really are very, very you know, exciting works of art, and we thank you so much. Once again, if people want to take a look at them, where can they find them?
It's Proscenium, which is Proscenium. arts.com.
Brilliant, Jasper Hope, the CEO. A real pleasure to chat with you again, and do stay safe, and we look forward to the day when maybe you can bring a work of art into our studios and we can see it face to face.
I'll be delighted. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, sir. Jasper Hope there joining us on the show.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.